In 1860, the last surviving veterans received the St. Helena Medal from Napoleon's nephew, while trumpeters of the old horse chasseurs saluted with the fanfare to the Emperor at the foot of his column. I cannot finish without recounting one small, very personal way in which this great commander is remembered in a tiny village in southern France called Volon. It was here that Napoleon stopped briefly on his march to Paris after escaping from Elba. There is a delightful story here of how he stopped to address a crowd of villagers, and while doing so, one of his stirrup leathers broke. While waiting for it to be repaired, he disappeared behind a nearby wall to attend a call of nature. Today, a small stone cottage by the roadside has a plaque on the wall that reads, in the local dialect, Ici lu Napoleon Pipi. Here Napoleon had a pee.
The essay was presented by Mark Adkin and produced in Bristol by Tim Dee. Don't forget you can listen again to all of this week's essays on the Radio 3 homepage. On Sunday, our feature continues the Napoleon theme when Andy Martin follows one of his biggest fans, the French novelist Stendhal, from Paris towards Moscow and asks if the realist novel was invented in the footsteps of the French emperor. That's this Sunday evening at 7:45 here on BBC Radio 3. Broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and also online. The time now is 11 o'clock. It's time for World on 3, presented this week by Lobba Qatari. We'll be right back.
ya allo ma non sali aiuto lo viali
Gambian kora player and griot Jali Keba Suso and his band Manding Sabu exploring funk and jazz alongside traditional songs in his debut album Malai War. That was Nikinagka, a song of celebration. And tonight on World on Three, we are indeed celebrating. Ian Anderson, editor of F-Roots magazine, is my guest on the show, and he's going to be announcing the winners of this year's F-Roots Critics Poll Awards. Hello, I'm Lopa Kotari. Also on the programme tonight, music from Brazilian rising star Criolo, who performed at Coco's in North London as part of this year's London Jazz Festival. And we have music of Lemons, Arthritis and Love. Luisa Line and the Yiddische Kapelle are based in Malmö, Sweden. They've brought out their debut album, Debut, and in it, Luisa has indulged her love of Yiddish songs. Luisa says that Yiddish is a language of darkness and misery, but also one of passion and joy. Now, whilst I don't know what the words in this song mean, this has got to be one of the passionate ones. This is Ovent Lid.
Stillen Ovent, dunkel cold. Ich sitz beim Was ist geworden von mein Tag? A Schatten und a Schein. So hat sich der Regel dunkel Gold in mein Liederein. So hat sich der Regel dunkel Gold in mein Liederein. So hat sich der Regel dunkel Gold in mein Liederein. In mein Liederein. Stille Und frum weg dem Steu von dem Jorjari. So hat sich der Murm von dem Gida rein zu mir in dit. So hat sich der Murm von dem Gida rein zu mir in dit. So hat sich der Murm von dem Gida rein zu mir in dit. Rein zu mir in dit. Stiller Abend, dunkel Gold. Winzelt ois, welle tai, mein treuer, was gewesen war, schlaft wie a Hindlein. So chutsch dem Motten von dem Schlaf in mein Liederein. So chutsch dem Motten von dem Schlaf in mein Liederein. So chutsch dem Motten von dem Schlaf in mein Liederein. In mein Liederein. Thank you.
I just love those harmonies. Lipovinian sound in the Basque Country from a group called Zhuravka. The album title is a bit of a mouthful, but it does tell you exactly what it is. The members of Zhuravka trace their origins back to 17th century Russia, when their families fled or were forced to emigrate for resisting changes to the Russian Orthodox Church. They are Lipovan Russians. A large number of them settled in Moldova and eventually made their way to Romania. Well, this group, Zhuravka, like the migratory bird they've named themselves after, have moved once more, this time to the Basque Country to find new opportunities. The album is delightful, the singing is great, and the songs, fab old tunes filled with the emotion and history of a community that had to fight for its survival. Juanes is a multi-Latin Grammy award-winning Colombian superstar. He's sold over 15 million albums and is said to be the world's leading Spanish language artist. So about time I played something of his on the programme. His latest release is out on RAS. It's called MTV Unplugged and it was recorded before a live audience in Miami Beach, Florida. This is La Camisa Negra.
Quieres, y eso es lo que más me hiere, que tengo la camisa negra y una pena que me duele. Tal parece que solo me quedé y fue pura todita tu mentira. Qué maldita mala suerte la mía, que aquel día te encontré por beber del veneno malevo de tu amor. Yo quedé moribundo y lleno de dolor, respiré de ese humo amargo de tu adiós. Desde que tú te fuiste, solo tengo, tengo la camisa negra, porque negra tengo el alma. Yo por ti perdí la calma y casi pierdo hasta mi cama. Cama, 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 me, te digo con disimulo que tengo la camisa negra y te bajo, tengo el no me interesa. Lo que ayer me supo a gloria, hoy me sabe a pura. Miércoles por la tarde y tú que no llegas, ni siquiera muestras señas. Y yo con la camisa negra y tus maletas en la puerta. Mal parece que solo me quedé y fue pura todita tu mentira. Qué maldita mala suerte la mía, y aquel día te encontré por beber del veneno malevo de tu amor. Yo quedé moribundo y lleno de dolor, respiré de ese humo amargo de tu adiós. Desde que tú te fuiste, solo tengo, tengo la camisa negra, porque negra tengo el alma. Yo por ti perdí la calma y casi pierdo hasta mi cama. Cama, 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 baby, te digo con disimulo que tengo la camisa negra y debajo tengo el difunto. Tengo la camisa negra porque negra tengo el alma. Yo por ti perdí la calma y casi pierdo hasta mi cama. Cama, 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 baby, te digo con disimulo que tengo la camisa negra y debajo tengo el difunto.
Thank you.
A tune called Borisova, music from the Lemons I mentioned at the beginning. That's what you get when you mix Balkan music with noodle soup. Lemon Bucket Orchestra, formed just 2 years ago in Toronto when Mark Matchik and Tangi Ropas were shooting the breeze in a Vietnamese restaurant in Toronto about being bored with the local music scene. There are 14 of them in all, and they call themselves, wait for it, a Balkan Klezmer Gypsy Punk Super Party Band. And Lume Lume is their first album, and it's available via the band's website. You're listening to me, Lopa Kotari, here on BBC Radio 3. Still to come on the programme, Criolo. He's one of Brazil's rising stars, having won MTV Brazil's Best Newcomer, Best Album and Best Song. But now it's time to hook up with F-Roots editor Ian Anderson, who joins us down the line from the BBC studios in Bristol. Well, Ian, we got three winners to announce tonight: the Best Album, Best Package and Best Re-release Compilation. But I thought perhaps first you could just give us a few words about this year's voting in general.
This year's voting in general was very very healthy. We you know, every year, like all forms of election, we have a turnout. we have a sort of voting constituency of about 300 and something people from a lot from UK, but also the rest of the world, largely Europe and North America, I guess. And they vote, and they vote in different numbers, always in generous numbers. And this year's actually been the most who voted for about the last 4 or 5 years. So they were obviously engaged with it, shall we
say. So it was a good turnout.
Yeah.
And has it really been 27 years since you started this awards?
Scary, isn't it? Yes. It was first won by Paul Simon with Graceland.
Oh, my goodness me.
That long ago, huh? You know.
Wow. Well, we're going to start with the winner of the Best Compilation or Re-release. Tell us something about this category and, of course, tell us who the winner is.
Well, we brought this category in. We started right back in those Paul Simon days with just the one category, the Album of the Year, until the year that wonderful Robert Johnson reissue set won the Album of the Year. And we kind of felt that in sort of 1990-something, recording from 1930-something winning the Album of the Year was kind of not really helping current artists. So after that, and also obviously, especially, you know, with music that we're dealing with here, which has got a lot of history, there's been fantastic work on compilations over the last few decades. So we split them apart. And so now we have one category for the Best New Single Artist Album of the Year, and then the reissues and compilations. And this year, as ever, you know, vast variety of stuff. There's still all that glorious sort of African and Colombian stuff coming out on the labels that specialise in that, and old John Jacob Niles recordings, and all sorts of bits and pieces, some new compilations. But the two that were right at the very top were two of Topic Records' new burst of releases in their Voice of the People series, which are wonderful sets of stuff. I mean, they're so beautifully put together. And the two that were actually in the top two positions were both compiled by Her Highness Shirley Collins, the great queen of English folk music. And the one that won this year was her wonderful two CD set of recordings of Southern English gypsy traditional singers, the one called I'm a Romany Rye.
And you've picked the tracks of the winners tonight, Ian. So which one have you picked from this album?
Well, I thought the title track would be rather good. It's by the great Phoebe Smith, who is one of the great English traditional singers, and obviously a gypsy, as you can tell by the title of the of the record. And it's the title track of the album, I'm a Romany Rye.
I were born in an old gypsy's wagon. I were brought from those commons, you know, and our troubles began in the winter. That's when we're nowhere to go, but I'm determined to marry the girl that I love, take a wagon and tent on my own. I'm a Romany Rye, poor Diddy Coy, born in a tent underneath the blue sky. I want no guilted mention. That life will just suit me. You give to me the open sky and the song of the lark as it flies. So I roam in around the country. That life will just suit me. For I am a Romany, everyone know a Romany I shall be.
Phoebe Smith, grand old dame of English folk, singing the title track from I'm a Romany Rye, songs by Southern English Gypsy traditional singers, out on Topic Records, that icon of folk music. Winners of Best Packaged Album and Best Album still to come. Attitude and Revolution. This is what Saharawi Aziza Brahim's new album is all about. She calls herself a modern-day nomad. She was born in the refugee camps where her mother had settled, fleeing from Moroccan occupation of Western Sahara in the mid-70s. She then moved to Cuba to study, returned to the refugee camps in the 90s, and now lives in Spain. Julili Manku is the band she formed just a few years ago, and it's made up of artists from Western Sahara, Colombia and Spain. Mabruk is her first album, and it honours the memory of her grandmother, Ladra Mint Mabruk, the poet of the rifle. This song is Layun Ezina, punchy Saharawi rock.
I'm bucate con la veloce mi interessa. Meravisce quando un cignante si più la stessa. Pardighi dighi, pardighi dighi da della Grecia, degli paesi, mica incia la città. Senti nu canto, senti nauce, porti più di ieri su le femmine di oce. Pardighi dighi, pardighi dighi dan dan, cammina, cammina, dico, cammina, cammina, ma cammina, cammina, della male allo merice. Cercando quel giocasello, c'è io poi ci grigio, anche se la gente parla male, solo cose freccia.
Been in this prison 20 years or more. I shot my woman with a 44. I'll be right here. I got 99 years and one dog day.
British Bluegrass and 99 Years and One Dark Day from Leon Hunt and Tett and his album Farewell Blues, a tribute to the late Earl Scruggs, who died in March of this year at the age of 88. Scruggs popularised a style of three-finger banjo picking that became known as Scruggs style. When Leon heard of Scruggs' death, he decided it was time to record that bluegrass album he had long dreamed about in honour of this master of bluegrass. And if you were curious to know who or what are Leon's N-tet, well, he used to play with a trio, a quartet, a quintet, a sextet, you get my drift. And so to get rid of any confusion with the band and the audience, Leon substituted the mathematical letter N to denote number and added tet to the end of it. Before that, I played Pizzicarella Dub from the Italian electronic duo In Sintesi with Miss Michela and featuring the voice of Maria Mazzotta, who you may have heard on this programme a few weeks ago when Canzoniere Grecanico Sarantino were in this studio. You can find details of the music on tonight's World on 3 on the BBC website on the Radio 3 World Music page. I'm Lopa Kotari. On the show already, we've heard from Ian Anderson, editor of F-Roots magazine, who's here to announce the winners of this year's Critics Poll Awards. He's going to be back with us in a few minutes after these next two tracks. Segun Akinlolu, a.k.a. Beautiful Nubia, is a Nigerian singer and leader of the Roots Renaissance Band, a group that's gained a bit of cult status in the country. His is a blend of reggae and folk. The album is not always tuneful, but Akinlolu has a voice that is sweet and mellow. This is Imoremi from his album Orio Jori.
Iye my sorrow, mo tety. Oh, we are mom, yo, Timo be mo fishy left. Oh, mo call, Timo be ya, will call Kaye little. Oh, mom, yo, Timo fell, go to Isha Kaye. Iye my baby, mo go. Iye my sorrow, mo tety. Iye my baby, mo go. Iye my sorrow, mo tety. Oh, we are mom, yo, Timo be mo fishy left. Oh, mo go, Timo be na, mo kaye leto. Oh, mom, yo, Timo fell, no, go to Isha Kaye. Iye my baby, mo go. Iye my sorrow, mo tety.
Thank you. to the doctor, the doctor looked sad. Looked in his book and he told me what I had. All kinds of trouble, gonna find you somehow. Arthritis is a thing to miss. It will leave you walking with a double twist. All kinds of trouble, gonna find you somehow. Chair, you can't roll on the ground. All kinds of trouble gonna find you somehow. Gin, rum, and whiskey will ease the pain. Wake up in the morning and it's all back again. All kinds of trouble gonna find you somehow. You can drive it away with sweet applejack. Wake up in the morning and it's spotting on your back. All kinds of trouble gonna find you somehow. Doctor, 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 get your x-ray machine. Well, it feels so good, just about like morphine. All kinds of trouble gonna find you somehow. When you get to heaven, tell the judge for me. I've had 16 years of the third degree. All kinds of trouble gonna find somehow. If I live to be a 43, you'll find me running like a Model T. All kinds of trouble gonna find you somehow. Arthritis is a thing to miss. It will be a walking with a double twist. All kinds of trouble gonna find you somehow.
Old-time string band from Brooklyn in New York, the Dustbusters, and that was Arthritis, Blues, All Kinds of Trouble Gonna Find You Somehow, from their album Old Man Blow. And talking of trouble, here's Ian Anderson back again, joining us for the announcement of the F-Roots Critics Poll Awards winners. Hey, Ian.
Hello.
This next category we're going to unveil is the best packaged. Now, what exactly are you looking for when you're talking about best packaged album?
Well, all sorts of things. I mean, since the days when CDs started coming out in really boring plastic jewel boxes with black plastic trays and horrible little booklets that you couldn't read because the type was too small, yeah. People have really, over the years, worked out that the CD itself can be a wonderful work of art, and have found very many great ways to make them beautiful things, and we kind of like that, and it's what differentiates, you know, a kind of anonymous download.
So how important is the music? That's the content of the packaging.
Well, obviously, yes. It's no point having a sort of luxury item that you don't want to listen to. So it's. I don't think that our panel are going to be that bothered about those sort of things. And Certainly there's no sign of it amongst the ones that they've voted for.
But, Ian, don't you think that perhaps this category is a thing of the past? Perhaps next year we should be talking about the most creative or artistic download.
Well, you tell me what a creative or artistic download is and how it looks on your computer from any other one. And this is the thing, that we're in an area of music where people like more than just the music. They like the information, the art, the ambience, and so on. And there are some beautiful objects being put out there that make the whole thing far more of an experience than just listening to the music. They enhance it.
So who won out of this group?
Well, this year was won by Bellowhead's deluxe version of their album Broadside. This is another kind of clever game, of course, that record companies are now doing. They're putting out a basic entry-level version and then a kind of beautiful package. And then the Bellowhead one comes in one of those great hardback books with lots and lots of art and photographs and the whole works to enhance the record.
Well then, Ian, let's hear some deluxe music from the Bellowhead Broadside album, winner of Best Packaged Album for the F Roots Critics Poll Award. The juggernaut of English folk music, Bellowhead, and a track there from their album Broadside, the deluxe version of which was voted Best Packaged Album 2012 by the F Roots Critics Poll. And in just under 30 minutes, F Roots editor Ian Anderson is going to tell us who's won the best album of the year. But time now for that concert from Criollo. He was over here last month to do a gig at Coco's in North London as part of the London Jazz Festival. I met up with him in one of the rooms backstage before the gig to find out a bit about him. And as you will hear, he is a man who has a certain intensity about him. But we start with two songs from that concert. Criollo is joined on stage by his longtime friend and music partner, hype man DJ Dan Dan, who got the crowd really going. The first song is Subirhus Dois Tiozin, and it's followed by Samba Sambe.
Yeah! Yeah! Arrasta, vamos botar o fé, subir os dois xizinhos. Bagulho é louco, saudade racha. Vários de campana aqui na do Gambino. Quem quer preta, quem quer branca, todo azulê requer seu rejuque. Lê no domingão, flango macalão. Se o negócio é bom,
você fica cheirezinho.
Licença aqui, patrão, aqui além do cão. Quem sorri pra ti, quer ver por aí. É justo, é Deus, o homem não ouse me julgar. No 12, na garagem, um golfe bonitão na praia, em Cornet, enfim. Tudo isso tem o apetite vai pra bater de front e Babilônia. As crianças daqui
de HK
levam um sarau, salve essa alma aí. Os perreco vem, os perreco vão. As vadia quer,
mas não acabou o som.
Vocês aqui, patrão, eu cresci no lugar onde o filho chora e a mãe não vê. Covardição, quem tem tudo de mão. E fornece o mal pra favela morrer.
Faz barulho, é família!
Eles acham que são.
Yeah! Puxa a reta! Puxa a reta!
Mas não dá você. No 12 na garagem. Tudo isso tem e o apetite vai. As crianças daqui levam um sarau, salve essa alma. E os perreco vem, os perreco vão. As vadia que é. Pensa que patrão, eu cresci no mundão onde o filho chora e a mãe não vê. E covardição, quem tem tudo de bom e fornece o mal pra poder lá. Samba sim, samba, sambé. Mas não esquece das palavras do rei. Samba sim, samba, sambé. Mas não esquece das palavras do rei. Samba sim, samba, sambé. Mas não esquece das palavras do rei. Vem, e pra onde vai a caminhança do nobre rapaz? Enterra
baba azulê. Lestre rolê saque, pegando a barra. E se exigir, é direitos iguais. Orgulhar, é nossos ancestrais. Não baixe a guarda, a luta não acabou. Samba sim, samba sambei, mas não esqueci das palavras do rei. Samba sim, samba sambei, mas não esqueci das palavras do rei. E samba sim, samba sambei, oh, oh, oh. Mas não esqueci das palavras do rei. Vejo a mata sendo desprezada. Os cães que me protegem me guiam nessa estrada. Cê tem ideia? Mande uma que nutrei. Pois tô cansado de tanta palhaçada. Se é pra paz, a nação já tá armada. E consciência, a alma já tá elevada. Não baixe a guarda, a luta não acabou. Não baixe a guarda, a luta não acabou. Samba sim, samba sambei, mas não esqueci das palavras do rei. Samba sim, samba sambei, oh, oh, oh. Mas não esqueci das palavras do rei.
Well, we've had some great music innovators on the programme over the last few years, and in concert tonight we have another, Criolo, a rising star from Brazil. But there's not a great deal written about this man, so Criolo, tell me something about your origins, where you've come from, where your family comes from.
Olá, sou Criolo e sou filho de...
Hello, my name is Criolo, and my parents come from the northeast of Brazil, from Ceará. They moved to the south of Brazil to look for a better life. My great-grandparents were slaves, my grandfather a dock worker, and my father was a metal worker, so we've never had a lot of money. From 1975 to 1982, we lived in a big favela outside São Paulo. Then we moved to one of the biggest favelas inside São Paulo.
The form of music you've chosen, which is rap, is traditionally a form of talking and discussing social issues about poverty, about violence, about drugs, about the troubles that happen in the ghettos and in the poorer parts of society. So I'm guessing that your upbringing, where you grew up, has had an incredible influence on you and the way in which you approach your music.
Na verdade, eu não escolhi o rap. Ele me escolheu.
I didn't choose hip-hop. Hip-hop chose me, because that's what art does. Art comes out and grabs hold of you. It embraces you, and it gives you warmth and strength.
There are a lot of influences in your music. There's Afrobeat, there's R&B and hip-hop and rap and stuff. Where did all this music come from?
Tudo que escutei desde criança me influenciou. Primeiro meus pais.
My parents were the first people to introduce me to the music of the Northeast, which is where they come from. Growing up in a favela as a child, we were living in shacks, which were all very close together. All the neighbors, who were from different parts of Brazil, would play their own music. So I grew up listening to all these different sounds around me.
Quando começamos a fazer o registro do Nona Orelha, eu também não sabia o nome que se dava.
When we were recording Nona Orelha, I didn't have a name for all the styles of music on the album, like Afrobeat or Bolero. I just sang what came from my heart.
So did you ever formally learn music, study music?
Sou cantador. Sou alguém que tenta. Alguém que deixa.
I wouldn't call myself a singer. I'm somebody who works with the emotion inside me, and I use my voice to express that.
One final question then. You mentioned the album, Nona Orelha. It translates as not in the ear. What do you mean by that?
Toda vez que escrevo alguma coisa, tenho uma vontade imensa de dividir.
Every time I write a song, I want to share it with my friends. So I'm always bothering them, asking them to listen. So it's a joke that we have, as I realize I'm always buzzing around their ears. So it means something that won't let go of your ears.
Jazigos, o cordeiro vira o mão e o lobo tem seu ofício. É a uva, o trigo, a pasta, o orifício. E quem fornece a brisa se fortalece num punhado de desgraçados mal amados que só querem matar a fome. E agora quem é mais ou menos homem? Irmãos, na pior situação, MC Bom é mais que Photoshop e refrão. E já era, tua rainha tá ciscando. O país tá no abandono. O planeta tá morrendo. Vai, vai o rei. Somos loucos. Thank you. lixo. E as pinças na malha de um papel vazio.
De Grajaú é duas lajes triflex. No morro, os moleques, por favor.
Oi?
De Grajaú é duas lajes triflex. No morro, os moleques, por favor.
Irmão que tão com fome dessa três Marmitex. Sabão de coco, gato, coco, protex. No almoço só desce, meu advogado é o Alex. E tem jogo do bicho contra a visão, minha caçada ilusão pra colar com o Durex. A resposta de chegar garante o seu retorné. Tem corambite, raconete e corné. Atrás de um Fedix pra mandar pro Sedex. Zona Sul é o universo, vagabundo é o Benedex. É que eu não tô de Trigotex. Eu também não tô no Merino Zex. Meu filho, me faz um favor, não arrasta.
Degraja o Lé. Duas lajes triplex, no morro, os moleques, por favor. Degraja o Lé. Duas lajes triplex, no morro, os moleques, por favor.
Criollo at Coco's in London's Camden Town, recorded last month as part of the London Jazz Festival. Those two numbers were Now Existe Amor em São Paulo, followed by Linha de Frente. I'm going to play another track from Zhuravka now, the Russians who fled from religious reform. But first, something from the Eastern European peasants who fled from feudalism. Ruta is the Polish group headed by Maciej Żukowski of the Warsaw Village Band. Ruta stands for the Reactionary Terrorist Artistic Union, and they sing the songs of peasant uprising and dissent from the 16th century. They were on the programme a while back, soon after they brought out their last album, Gore. Well, they've been furiously rummaging through old texts and archives and have come out with another album of similar songs of fury. Na Oshrod, Go East, is raw, anarchic, and at times strangely compelling punk. And this is one of their quieter moments on the album, Zonc.
Що попилом сів, уже сонце на причілку, та бере пана за печінку, нехай же бере, не перестає, що чужого хазяїна вже обідаю. Нашого чухи сраки ще й не думають, що чужого приказчика обідать пора, а в нашого пуза того і думки нема. Прийде, стане, подумає, то все по зубу чухає. Потреться помниця, дома що минить, що в нашого приказчика ряби є лошо, приганяє до роботи бісова душа, що в нашої тайбарині голуба спідни. Дзірниць, що чує тай барині золоті сиришки, як ідемо із роботи, не бачимо стиж.
Another track from the Lipovanian Russians Zhuravka and their album Lipovanian Sounds in the Basque Country. That track was Sabutenya. The album's out on Caronte, and if you get a chance, it's well worth a listen. You're listening to World on Three here on BBC Radio 3. Still to come tonight, the final winner of the F-Roots Critics Poll. But before we hear who it is, here are a couple of great new releases, and they're all about love. The first is from Ethiopian jazz saxophonist Getachew Mekuria, and it's an album that goes straight to the top of my charts. Just last year, at the age of 76, he said that he wanted to make one more recording and to do it with The X, a Dutch avant-garde punk band that he'd hooked up with back in 2004. They, in turn, put together a CD of some of his early recordings from the 60s through to the present day. The result is two CDs of great music, musicianship and history. Mekuria named the album Yan Beso Tezita, in memory of the lion. And to mark the fact that this may be his last studio recording, he wanted to show a softer side of his art. This is a medley of three classic Ethiopian tunes made famous by national vocalist Assefa Abate in the 50s. It is a real love song, Bertukan, Yemate Bela and Shigitu. Bertukan, my orange, is what you call the woman you love. Uneatable bird is Yemetabela, a person too cute to eat, too beautiful to have and too far to reach. And finally, Shigitu, the beautiful, lovely one. Three words of love.
We'll be right back.
Adija from Moreno and L'Orchestra First Moja One out on Stearns. Moreno Batamba was from Congo but made quite a name for himself in Kenya. He died in 1993 at just 38 years of age. Sister Pili Plus Two is the first international release since his death, and it's named after his girlfriend, the Tanzanian model Pili Mikendo Kasim. The Plus Two refers to the two bonus songs, one of which is to her on the album. And before that, I played an Ethiopian love song medley from Getachew Mekuria. If you want to see Mekuria play, by the way, you can head over to Addis Ababa, where I believe he still performs at the Sunset Bar at the Sheraton Addis. And so back to Ian Anderson, editor of F-Roots magazine, and the unveiling of our final winner tonight, Best Album. Over to you, Ian.
Well, this has been a very interesting year because people who followed the critics poll over the decades will have known that, you know, there was a long period between certainly the end of the 90s and up to a year or two ago when you could pretty well predict that the winner would be a West African record, and very fine things they were, and you could almost predict the label it was going to be on as well. What's happened this year is that for the first time in living memory, there's been no consensus amongst our panel.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I'm talking specifically on what we might call the world music side of what we're including in the F-Roots poll. There haven't been any real high-profile records, and the ones that the record companies have attempted to promote as high-profile records haven't really captured the imagination of the radio DJs and the journalism and so on. So you've got loads and loads of records that got four or five or six votes each, and they're fantastic ones. And when people see when we publish the whole poll to the ones that are in the kind of the general placings, they'll find lots of meat in there. But interestingly, big sea change this year, and in the top 10, in what we call the nominations that we published a month ago, there were three that you might call world music albums and seven British folk records, which is quite extraordinary and really shows what a high the UK folk scene is on at the moment. And massive consensus. I mean, the ones in the top three or four placings really did get huge numbers of votes.
Well, so we've had two Brit folk, so to speak, as the first two winners. Does that mean that it's going to be a triple whammy then?
It is indeed, which I think, for many people will be a big cause of celebration. The top three in third position were Lau, wonderful, amazing instrumental, largely instrumental band, though with some songs, but who really have carried the music into new realms. Number two was Jim Moray, who won a few years back. He was the first person who actually broke the West African run of about 8 or 9 years. But the winner this year by a long way was the man who also got a Mercury nomination and who has this week gone to number one on World Music Charts Europe as well with his album, I think possibly as a result of doing a fantastic showcase at Womex in Thessaloniki. And that, of course, is Sam Lee.
And the album, of course, is Ground of Its Own. It's interesting, Ian, that Sam Lee, his album's all about gypsy traveller music, and also our first winner, the re-release from Topic, is I'm a Romany Rye, is also about the southern English traveller music.
Indeed. And I sort of wonder in there whether, because, on the world music scene, as you might call it, and certainly all the DJs who are part of that World Music Charts Europe panel are very heavily into Eastern Europe, European traveller music, Roma music and what have you from the Balkans. And so I'm wondering whether there's something in there that chimes with that that's got them interested. Mm. But then they've played the record and they've gone, actually, we really like this. It's the first English folk record that's gone to number one on World Music Charts Europe in its 21-year history.
That's great. About time, too. Ian, thank you very much for joining us on the programme to unveil these great winners this year of the F-Roots Critics Poll. What's the track that you're going to play from Sam's album?
Well, I thought I'd be very cute and DJ-ist and sing as we played Phoebe Smith's track from I'm a Romany Rye. This particular song on Sam's album was actually collected from the great Phoebe Smith, and it's his version of a song called The Tanyard Side.
I thought he was an angel bride, come tripping down so low, saying kind sir, I'm a country boy. and modest to me he plied, and I daily labor for my bread down by the tanyard side. He's the neatest little country boy that ever my eyes did spy, and he'd have made a girl a bonny bride down by the tanyard side. So red and rosy was his cheek, and amber was his hair, and his two pretty eyes like diamonds shine as my hands pass through his hair. It is 12 long months since first we met, so early in the spring, when the small birds they do whistle loud, the nightingale to sing. And if ever I return again, I'll take that boy inside, and I'll roll him in my very own arms down by the tanyard side. I will roll him in my very own arms down by the tanyard side.
So there you have it, Sam Lee and Ground of Its Own, the F-Roots Critics Poll choice for Best Album. Congratulations too to the other winners tonight, Topic Records for their reissue of I'm a Romany Rye, and to Bellahead for their album Broadside being voted a thing of beauty, Best Packaged Album. Now, next week, it's going to be my last World on Three for this year. And so I thought that I'd revisit some of my old favourite albums of the year. And we've also got highlights from this year's WOMAD Festival in Chardon Park, previously unaired. My next guests in the studio are going to be these guys, Nidhi Darak, who are going to join me for the first World on Three of the new year on the 4th of Jan.
Saborito. I'm walking around here going crazy. Can't get it right in my mind. There's a demon within me pulling at me. I wish I could leave the past behind. I drink whiskey and I try to forget it. That just shows the pain even more. Oh, maybe if I started out running, I could find what I'm looking for, yeah. There must be out there somewhere peace of mind, serenity. Somehow I'm just like an old dog searching for a porch to lie on, yeah. I'm lost and lonely for the answer to the lies I've told me for so long. I believe that highways holds illusion, and that blacktop road can't be wrong. Yeah, confusion leads to aggravation. Oh, and meanness is making me blind. What tortures me today keeps me wondering. Oh, damn, this bloody state of mind. I'm tired, but I can't sit still. Oh, crawling in my skin, my body's aging. I think I hear that dog on the hill. Yeah, do darling. There must be out there somewhere peace of mind, serenity. Oh, no. Somehow I'm just like an old dog searching for a porch too loud. Yeah, somehow I'm just like an old dog searching for a porch too loud. Too loud.
Thank you.
From Italy to LA via Persia, Puglia's Nidhi Derak, followed by an interesting collaboration between Sicilian ethnomusicologist Fabio Tricomi and Iranian tar player Faraz Entezari, and a song called Sharmizrab, a sort of Persian pizzika. Last in that trio was Old Dog from Shelby Lynn and her album Live, recorded at a gig she gave at McCabe's Guitar Store in Santa Monica, California. And that's it for tonight. Next week, as I said, I'll be back with some of the gems we held back from this year's WOMAD Festival, which include performances from Lojo, Diabel Sissoko and the Pineleaf Boys, to name just a few. I leave you with one final recent release. Abdou Diop is another rich voice to emerge from Senegal. He's from the south of the country, the Casamance region. He enlisted in the army as a musician and found himself in Dakar in the company of some of the country's best. He met Baba Mal and realised that music was his life, but that it was also tied to his roots in the south. So he went back and has managed to combine the two. Noti is an album about his home and his region. It's the sound of the desert, the farmers and politics. This is Monde, a song about the care of cows. Till next week, goodbye.
Don't know any money, I'm going to go on.
da du yo monde go ta wangal mon Ulbe Niger gango di modo ya gaiwa
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Solo piano for this opening hour and 40 minutes tonight. It's a recital by the young Russian Daniil Trifonov, winner of most of the world's most prestigious piano competitions, including the Tchaikovsky and the Chopin. He's playing here at the 2011 Chopin Festival, and his Chopin is to come, including the Opus 25 Etudes. But before we get to Chopin, Trifonov enlists his first Mephisto waltz, Schumann transcribed by Liszt, and first of all here, four of Liszt's Schubert song transcriptions. Frühlingsglaube, Spring Greeting, Die Forelle, The Trout, the Barcarolle, Auf dem Wasser zu singen, and finally Erlkönig, The Erl King.